Glad you could drop in.
Here we go!
Listen to me very carefully.
You shut your mouth, or this is going to the next level. You got that.
Who the fuck are you?
All right, everyone. Chill.
Listen to me very carefully.
Stop it!
Who the hell are you?
We are the Expendables.
Can I buy you guys a drink? Guess not.
Patrick Swayze is...
Dalton.
I thought you'd be... bigger.
Opinions vary.
When he's around, anything can happen.
How's a guy like you end up a bouncer?
Just lucky, I guess.
And usually does.
If somebody gets in your face, I want you to be nice.
Don't be rude!
Ask him to walk, but be nice.
Help this gentleman to the door.
Until it's time to not be nice.
So says the fighting philosopher.
He may be hard to handle.
I keep talking, you're gonna go off thinking I'm a nice guy.
I know you're not a nice guy.
But he's easy to like.
What's the matter, Dalton? Don't you like women?
The worst I ever had was wonderful.
He's not what you'd expect.
I thought you'd be bigger.
But there's one thing you can count on. He's the best friend a good time ever had.
Aren't you guys tired?
Doc, I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead.
This is my town. I'm not afraid of him.
I guess you'll be having that fire sale now, all right?
You got your hands full, kid.
I just think I'm looking at a dead man.
Patrick Swayze.
For that line of work, I thought you'd be bigger.
That's a huge bitch!
Gee, I've never heard that before.
Roadhouse.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Expendables. Yeah, we're back. Go figure. It's been how many years now, and we're coming out of the closet again?
It's only been a couple weeks.
Yeah,
it's all a couple weeks.
a couple days. In my universe, it's just a few minutes.
Right.
Well, something brought us out of the closet. Who wants to tell everybody what brought us out of the closet? Ken, you sent the trailer around, so...
New Roadhouse.
Holy shit.
Roadhouse.
New Roadhouse movie's coming out. Another remake. Can't believe it. So,
are there any remakes that are better than the originals?
I can't really say yet.
Backdoor Anal Sluts 9. The remake was...
The remake was better?
I didn't know they remade that one.
Yeah, I've only been watching the original.
I must be missing out.
Well, they remade it to diversify the cast.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh. The Jewish ones?
Yeah.
Or were they Greek? They had the big froze.
They had them all.
Oh, right. So it was strictly anal.
Dicks with sideburns and everything.
They had Amish. The yarmulke on the top.
They got Amish people in there now, too.
Oh, shit. There's a movie that brings that. That was a fucking... Who was it?
Amish?
Yeah. God damn it. I had a... Who the fuck was
the only
it?
One I
Harrison
think
Ford
of,
was in it.
With Amish.
Oh, The Witness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Kelly McGillis.
Oh. Tommy Gunn?
Yeah. I think she does a little... She was The Witness.
Oh, she was... She got raped by the Amish?
No, she was actually giving herself a whore bath in the barn and... Harrison Ford was watching her, so we all got to see boobs.
And then the horse right there.
If that's the right woman, I could be wrong.
Kingpin?
We are way off topic.
Kingpin was an Amish.
Yeah. Amish. Yeah. Well, they were Mennonite. Were they Amish or Mennonite?
I think they the same were Amish.
No, they had to have been Mennonite because they wore colors, right?
Yeah, they did kind of wear some colors. Blues and that.
Nasty cheese, great accent. That's a small boy.
Right. Wow, we are way off from Roadhouse.
Milk the cow.
Don't have a cow.
So, at third voice is Dan. Since we haven't really introduced ourselves, and I'm Rob.
We need more introductions.
Original crew is all back together again.
Yeah, no shit.
Nobody listens, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, who are we telling to? Each other?
Yeah, pretty much. When it gets three listens after we post it, we'll all know who we are.
Exactly. So. Well, at least it's easy that way. We might get a couple people back. Or just be like, what the hell's going on here?
Only if we send it to them. That's the only way they'll listen to it. They're not going to search out for it.
That's true. I guess we'll see.
It's been so long, we don't even know if they're alive.
Yeah, I haven't heard their podcast either. I haven't gotten to listen to any podcast in quite a while. So, fellas, bring back the topic. What did you guys think of this Roadhouse trailer? Jake Gyllenhaal, who was the Conor McGregor, looks like the antagonist.
It looks like complete garbage.
Don't hold back.
It does. And they're going to take a classic movie and re-spin it and, I guess, try to appeal to the masses by bringing in UFC and making him some kind of... like, what is he, like, retired?
That's what I don't understand. I was a little bit confused by it.
Dana White was like, get the fuck out of here, you're a piece of shit or something.
Got punched in the side of the head.
Oh my God. You can bring main event money, so we had to get rid of you.
Yeah.
He was paying off other people and with company money, just like good old Vince. And they had to take him out.
Or maybe he just got like the CM Punk contract. He got on one pay-per-view, lost, and lost somewhere else, and he kicked his ass out.
So does that mean Jake has butt plugs that he names after other UFC fighters?
Right.
Brock Lesnar. Tito Ortiz.
He accidentally shit on that girl.
Yeah. Oh, an accident. I'm incontinent.
He was.
God damn! Look at that. That's a man turd.
Now finish him off, and I'm gonna go wash myself off.
That's my chocolate ice cream right there. God damn it!
I started.
God damn it, Vince! What are you doing, Vince? You're pooping all over that poor lady.
Jeez, that is so wrong. So, what do you think of this trailer, Ken?
I didn't think it looked too bad, but it's definitely hard when they go to change a staple movie.
Yeah, or a beloved character.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, why name it Roadhouse? Just name it a whole new movie.
Yeah, name it Gay House.
Yeah.
Or Roadhead.
Roadback House.
Roadhead House. they CGI Heath Ledger back to life.
I told you I couldn't quit you.
I've still never seen that movie.
Quit bullshit.
I have never seen. I seen Anne Hathaway walk across a screen topless. That was about the only meme I've seen of it.
Then her dick went soft.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll turn that off right now. We're done with that one.
We're the dudes fucking. Come on.
It's over.
I'm watching this for titties.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna hold judgment till I guess we see Roadhouse, the new one, because I don't know. I was lost.
That's gonna suck.
I even asked you guys. I was like, is he the Swayze character or is he the Sam Elliott character, like the mentor? Because there's even like a little scene where he's like mentoring a UFC dude. So it was like Mick from Rocky.
Well, I think they just kind of took the whole idea of this movie and probably just used that as inspiration. Maybe they just. Instead of
he is
apparently from the trailer he is the Sam Elliott character and the Patrick Swayze character.
He's the experience. Okay. Well, I'll still hold judgment till I see it, I guess. What about you guys? You're hating it already.
Fucking play it, just keep it in the lane, buddy.
I always
don't do anything crazy.
Oh, well,
Got to play both sides of the fence.
I'm not too excited about it, but look how nuts everyone went for Ben Affleck as Batman. I don't
want to piss off our two listeners.
Yeah.
The other two listeners that are sitting here.
Then we watched another trailer. Who was it? Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey?
Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh. Yeah. It's tough for me to say Pooh, man. I'm thinking Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh.
Blood and Honey 2.
I kind of had fun with the first one, so I'll watch this one.
First one was a shit show. I never understood the first one when they're all living in fucking trailers. Around a campfire.
Mm-hmm. And Christopher Robin land, and then he stopped coming and feeding them.
Yeah.
I never realized that he always fed the animals when he went in there.
Yeah, I never.
Didn't feed them, his dick.
Apparently, it was enough to keep him happy.
Okay, all
right. And that's why they got feral. The first one I enjoyed. You haven't seen it, have you, Dan?
I didn't even know it existed minutes ago.
You should watch it. It is a bad horror movie.
No, it's going to ruin so many childhood.
We can do a whole podcast about that. We can watch that on a podcast.
Oh, yeah. We should get you to watch it.
Oh, bother.
Is Eeyore in it?
No, he's dead.
Yeah.
He finally did it. He finally killed himself. So,
yeah, he couldn't take it anymore.
He finally did.
They ate him first, I think.
So, that leads us to what we're doing here tonight. So, what are we doing here tonight, fellas?
We're watching the original Roadhouse.
That's right. We're going to watch the original Roadhouse from, what is it, 1987?
89.
Straight from HBO Max, Patrick Swayze, Sam Elliott. Who else stars in this damn thing?
Nobody else made it anywhere, I think.
It was Terry Funk and Stan Laird in it.
Sam
Kinison, is that what you said?
Sandcastles?
Sam Kinison?
Sam Kinison.
Stan Laird.
Oh, and he's got that blind fucker that sings.
Is he actually blind?
I think he's bullshit.
You think he's just faking?
So, should we read out our top five Patrick Swayze movies while we're going over this movie, too?
We can. You go up yours first, bud.
Oh, you want me to go for? We going from five to one, or
are we actually going to put them in order?
I don't really care. Make them out of mind me. I even have kind of an honorable.
I wasn't
going to
put
mention.
Them in order. Just five.
Movies. I mean, how could you really put them in order?
They're all great.
They're all great. I mean, you really can't.
We all know Dan's got Dirty Dancing as his first one.
It's Ghost, but.
No. I fucking hate you guys for that already.
Dirty Dances is number two. Sorry. Nobody puts Baby in the corner.
Nobody. Any honorable mentions from anybody? Because I got one.
Honorable mentions?
Yeah. Like, is it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Next of Kin.
Next of Kin?
Next of Kin.
Oh, that's in my top five, so stop spoiling.
Yeah. Well, you spoiled it because you said it.
Yeah, but I didn't tell you where it was at.
Well, why don't you show me your top five, and then I'll pick an honorable mention next time.
Oh, damn. I give you my strange-ass honorable mention. To Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julian Newmar.
That's my number five.
Is it?
I've never seen it. I've never seen it.
You're missing it, man. That's a good movie.
Oh, I'll have to pick that one up. I turned the trailer on earlier, and I was just actually freaking laughing at John Leguizamo. It's John Leguizamo, Wesley Snipes, and Patrick Swayze in drag. And the little trailer that they popped up, John Leguizamo was throwing a temper tantrum, getting out of the car, and Patrick Swayze had to talk him back and go, "We're not calling you a drag queen, we'll call you a drag princess." And he got all like happy and ran back into the fucking car.
Nice. And mine was offshoot one, I guess, would be the Black Dog.
Black Dog?
Oh, yeah, with Meatloaf.
Yep, I forgot about Meatloaf in there.
I don't think I've ever seen or heard of that one.
Black Dog, it's terribly good.
It's
bad, but it's entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a semi-driver.
Yeah, it's got semi-trucks.
It's got semi-trucks in it.
You know, we didn't tell anybody
that fake $100 bills.
Oh, did he kick her right in the pussy?
He did.
Yeah.
And we didn't tell anybody that we had started this movie. And we're
oh, we started this movie a couple minutes ago. If
we
you want to keep
so
track with
out
us.
Practice, so Just to give anybody a heads up who wants to follow along, we're at 1 minute, or 1 hour, 51 minutes and 4 seconds, 3 seconds, two seconds. Holy hell. And we are kind of watching Roadhouse. Patrick Swayze is about to kick someone's ass. But, okay, who's number five wants to go? Well, Dan already kind of spoiled his number five.
Number four, I had the Outsiders.
You had the Outsiders?
Yes.
Right
yes.
on.
Stay golden, pony boy.
My number five was Red Dawn. So. Well, yes. I just ended up watching that today. I have not seen too many Patrick Swayze movies, and that one I had to enjoy, actually.
Red Dawn was my number five.
Oh, right on. So we both had the same number five. Okay, and Dan, our
number four was his Outsiders. That was mine. Number four was Outsiders.
Yours is Outsiders. Okay, mine is Youngblood.
Youngblood.
That's a hockey movie. Yeah, my girlfriend's brother actually got it for me for Christmas 1 year, and I finally watched it. It's a. Was it damn it, who's the dude from Wayne's World that's the protagonist? It was about the only movie I know him in.
The bad guy?
Yeah. You know? God damn, whatever it is.
Why you gotta use big words like that? Protagonist. The bad guy?
Word of the day, toilet paper makes me feel smarter. No, he's I can't think of his name, but yeah. It's actually a good movie. It's about hockey. He's like one of the players on the team.
Was it like Vision Quest for hockey?
No, it's just like, you know, one of those little underdog stories.
Like Goon?
No, Goon is way funnier, way better. This is Uh-oh. 80s kind of funny, so it's kind of like Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe's star of it. 1986. Patrick Swayze's the coach. Ed Lauder he's a player. There's actually a decent hockey movie, especially for an 80s movie.
Offshoot, but why is there a black dot right in the fucking center of that goddamn screen up there?
That's our glory hole.
Nobody can reach it.
We have to fix it. It's a nail. Because we usually hang something right there. So.
All right.
Now that you mentioned it, I can't stop looking
at it. Right? Yes, I've been looking at it the whole time.
It's going to ruin the rest of it.
Right. My number three, I put this movie, Roadhouse.
Oh, you
motherfucker.
Did? Number three?
That's okay. My number three.
That's your number three?
Number three.
Okay, my number three is Point Break.
Really?
Yeah. I like a couple other ones better.
Black Dog was my number two.
All right on.
You love you some Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Next to Ken was my number two.
Oh, Red Dawn was my number two.
Right on.
I remember being a kid and that would come on TV and I'd be like, oh, you know, because... In the 80s, the Cold War was actually, you know, still a big thing.
Something that could happen. Something that was actually...
That's why I was only number five on mine, because I just seen it today. My first time seeing it today. And I was like, oh, that is definitely a movie of its time. I'm like, what the hell is the Russians using Mexican shoulders to infiltrate the U.S. like that? That is absolutely crazy, but
yeah,
that
scream is out, definitely isn't it? Warriors?
A movie of its time.
My number one is Point Break.
No,
that's my number. I mean, I
figured.
I thought we'd have a unanimous number one.
Roadhouse. Rob's number one for Patrick Swayze movies. I just love him kicking ass in this movie.
This one,
Roadie.
Yep, this is I'm not a big Patrick Swayze fan. I've noticed going through IMDb, and I noticed, thank God, nobody put fucking Ghost on their list
or Dirty Dancing
or Dirty Dancing. Yes. Oh, wow, that is absolutely hilarious. And I've seen both of those, and I hate them both.
Well, you know, he never really made, like... He didn't make a lot of good movies.
Not for guys, I think, really.
I was reading...
It was mostly for women.
A little bit about this one, and they were saying that he got hurt making this one, and he was already signed on to do Tango and Cash.
I don't know.
And he dropped out because he... fucked his knee up.
And you were looking up some IMDb trivia? No shit.
I guess.
So I'm assuming he was going to be the Kurt Russell character.
Yeah.
What's Stallone?
Yeah.
That would have been a way different movie.
Yeah.
I really like the Kurt Russell Stallone aspect back and forth. Their shit was good back and forth. That might be a little too weird to have Swayze.
And then he was supposed to sign on, or he was going to sign on for Predator 2.
As the main guy? Danny Glover character?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Huh. That might have been way better than...
That might have actually made some money.
I don't know. I kind of like Predator 2, not because of fucking Danny Glover, but the story wasn't bad. And, well...
Look, it's drunk-ass Terry Funk.
Yeah. It's before he lost all his weight. Lost his shoes and the Hell in a Cell.
Oh, that's a hell of a band right there. They got to have chicken wire just to protect their ass.
That's Jeff Healey, man. He had that song in the... Well, around this time.
This song? That he's playing right now?
No, this is a love song about if I could only see with my own eyes.
All that moving around, I don't think his hair moved one fucking time.
Yeah.
Aquanet, baby.
Patrick Swayze. He's got that big can in the car.
Moving in the back a little bit. He wears that face mask while they spray it all over him. Even his ass hairs are sticking straight out.
See, this is like Ken going to the bar down the street from his house now.
Sticking out, like, what the fuck is going on?
All these fucking rednecks down there.
That's hilarious. God damn, you got a whole menagerie of people around there.
His fucking head looks like a penis.
That's that guy's going out to drive home.
He didn't even look like he was going to puke. Buddy's corner.
Found his spot. Look, that guy out there, guy even got no goddamn shirt on.
Well, he's got to show off what he's got.
Yeah, he's even oiled up.
He was a jobber in the WWE.
Terry Funk got him that position. He's like, I get you $20, you come out dancing with this chick. You got to keep your shirt off, though.
Her hair almost looks like his hair.
Fuck yeah, that guy's spitting game like a motherfucker.
Dude, he's got... There's Terry.
Yeah.
He mean mugging him from behind. The dude's got a fucking big ass hole in his shirt.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, not into the customers.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, what are the threats?
Fucking tough guy.
Yeah.
2-drink minimum. Yeah,
and Carrie, we're not fucking.
Carrie and these nuts.
I thought you'd be beggar.
Well, he's not very friendly.
That's what she tells him later in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be bigger.
Well, it's nice to see the dick don't match the hair.
One of his fucking Bush looks that way too. Aquanetted that motherfucker too.
Did it out.
His pubes are all feathered.
He got a rat tail down around the
table. That's interesting. Yeah, you gotta be real careful taking a shit. For a great Buick. So clever.
He made fuck in the Buick.
I think he's dead.
The problem was that was his phone number under there, so that's why I changed it.
Right. Oh. He's trying to sell a car. A Buick.
I gotta get rid of the Century.
Look, that guy still no shirt on. Put a shirt on, you son of a bitch.
No shirt, no shoes, no service, motherfucker. Get off the dance floor.
Thanks for coming out. Great to see everybody.
There, see? He was good until he got hit with that glass. Now he's blind. Because they never mentioned him being blind any time before that.
Blind Lemon. He'd be Blind Lemonade.
It's like, I'm going to stick my finger in his butt. Watch. This one right here.
2 knocks deep.
Whips his dick out. That's my jizz rag.
Gotcha, fucker.
Well, golly, good to see you, Patrick.
Damn it. Wrong name.
If he can't see him, why is he looking right at him?
Right. See? He walks him in.
What's up with the limper?
He walks him into random shit as he walks around.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. Cover that table. Oh, sorry.
Damn, that was a quick break.
Yeah.
He barely got out of the cage.
He's playing from the bathroom now because that's where he left him.
I know he's blind, but can somebody tell him that's not the proper way to play a guitar?
What I want to know is why the fuck do they keep throwing bottles at him?
And why do they break so easy on that chicken wire?
No shit.
It must be some cheap-ass bottles.
Well, he voted for Biden, so.
Oh, this is a cuckold?
Oh, shit.
Boobies.
$20. You can kiss him.
Yes, buddy. Go.
Was that Summer Vacation when John Candy's neighbor was... She got new titties done? That Summer Vacation?
Summer Rental?
Summer Rental?
It might have been Summer Rental.
Why is he sweating?
You're going to get upset because...
This makes no sense.
Man, every time someone's about to get their ass whooped, it takes six people out with him.
Right. Him and move some tables around or something. Move some fighting area out.
I'd say. They shouldn't have so many damn tables.
He's like, I can't make any fucking money because you're breaking my tables.
You would think after the first four or five broken tables, you would stop replacing them.
My investment in tables is unbelievable.
The motherfucker's got like a whole fucking shipping container of them out back.
Oh, shit.
Look at this dude.
Jerking his beer.
Oh!
You gotta bring your own tables at this bar.
Yeah. Looks like a Norm McDonald.
You're gonna start.
Oh, there goes another table. Oh,
damn, you see that Dodge? That was pretty good.
His hair moved that time.
Yeah.
Cool as a cucumber, man.
Shit. Waitress is whooping ass.
Don't stop playing.
Nope. He can't see anything anyway.
He's like, they're really enjoying our music. Listen
yeah, hear them out there. They're dancing and everything. They're tearing this place apart.
Norm McDonald's still having a good time over in the corner. Oh, now he just got smashed in the face. Some chick just loaded him out.
Is that the lead singer of Queen back there behind him? Is his wife beater, white wife beater back there?
It could be.
See him back there in the back?
Oh, yeah. Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury back
trying
there.
Trying to pick some guys up. Hey, what the hell we got some ads for?
HBO Max switched to ads?
You don't pay for ad-free. That explains why we have little pop-ups then. Let's see how many of those we're going to have. Probably three or four more.
It's quite a few. So I thought those gaps were earlier.
Yeah. So we're going to have a few gaps. Everybody get your tampons.
God damn it. Well, you know, I mean, we got to work out the kinks.
Should have brought your DVD. Blu-ray. Blu-ray?
Yeah, I got the Blu-ray. Dan's got the Blu-ray.
I got both. I would have brought it, but I didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And back to the show.
And we're back. Looks like everybody's been cleared out, and they're setting tables back up. So they must have got some more out of the shipping container.
There's a guy back there with a big bottle of wood glue.
That's his old job.
Putting tables back together.
Oh, Terry Funk saying he's a
beast. You look like a Mick Foley to me.
Yeah.
You look like you suck eggs.
I still think my favorite role for Patrick Swayze is in that Saturday Night Live thing with Chris Farley.
The Chippendales.
Oh, yeah.
The Chippendales one?
Yeah. That is so fucking
I wonder boring. Since he's the blind guy, do they stick him with the fat chick?
He can't tell the difference.
You can't, as long as you know, you can't touch her. No, you can't.
Hit the jizz on the wall. There was jizz on the wall.
That's what else has he got to do all day? Ain't nobody coming to buy them fucking piece of shit
that
cars.
He's got a huge ass fucking dent in the other side.
Yeah, it's just what he's looking for. That's his dream car.
This car's gonna get all fucked up anyway.
Run down.
Big T's. He's a big T's.
Stands for big testicles.
Or walking testicle.
This baby's got four barrels.
Oh, wow. Look at it. It's got little covers for the headlights.
Yeah, he already knows the game.
Yep.
Hope you got a big truck, because I'm going to put my bike in it.
Or all the spares. How many fucking...
That wasn't going to shut. That was
there was
not
no way.
Shut.
No. There was no way that was going to shut.
He had to suck that dude's dick for those tires.
That's why he had the stogie, to get the taste out of his mouth.
No, that's why he was smart. Because Swayze just sucked him off. He's like, oh, right. You know, nothing better than a good cigar after a blowjob.
What the fuck? Oh, this is a new cottage home. Lives on a farm now. Yeah.
The most naive bastard ever born right here. You seem like a good guy. You want to rent my really cool barn?
Is that Santa Claus? I feel like it's Santa Claus.
Got his hip hugger jeans on.
Thank God you showed up. I just installed my new hidden cameras. Come on, let's go look.
You ever heard of Pornhub? I'm going to put you on there as a creator.
Are you gay? I only rent the gays.
And I like the rustic look here. No flowers. Oh, shit.
I mean, that is the coolest spot.
Then he jumps out the window.
Yeah. No. It's a big-ass window.
The inside of that place is pretty pimped out for what it is, and then the fucking outside looks like shit.
Uh-oh.
You're scaring my horses.
It's a pretty cool Airbnb.
It would be.
Good start. That's where they started, Airbnbs, right there. Back in Roadhouse days.
Why the fuck are they surveilling the place with a fucking helicopter?
Because he's a douche. He's got to be the douche, remember?
Oh.
He likes pissing off the farmer guy.
Apparently, making trips right over his house. Pissing Santa Claus off. He's going to be on the naughty list forever.
Santa Claus has got to be dead by now.
How dare you?
You don't think he's dead? This guy's probably dead, too.
Oh, that guy. I thought you meant the actual Santa Claus.
No.
No, Tim Allen just made the TV show.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Two tuggies a week, and the place is yours.
Oh, good old reach hand. Around, you're all good. Good strong hand.
Good strong hand.
You can't use that one all the time. Gotta switch it up.
Sometimes we
might rip my deck off doing that.
Sometimes we do that double Dutch rudder.
He's gonna take that hook and stick it up your asshole when he's got you bent over. Freaks of nature.
This is where they're filling in the backstory to build
freaks.
The protagonist. Antagonist. Which one is it?
The protagonist.
The antagonist is the hero.
Good guy, yeah.
Right.
See?
It's gotta be.
I know some shit.
Word of the day toilet paper for you, too.
The good guy, bad guy.
The double deuce. Yeah.
I got me a new sign.
Made out of broken tables.
I'm running out of shit in the container. You guys got to quit breaking them all.
Yeah. That's the only reason he hired him was to save his table.
A little known fact about this movie.
They don't give a shit about anything else. Just got to save the tables. You're out.
Fire you. Find another job. Go back to a wrestling show.
Go back to Japan. Deathmatch this bitch.
Here's your $20. Yeah, get the fuck out.
Here's your severance package.
Man, you can't help. Be pissing the funkster off like that.
Help yourself to any tables that are out in the dumpster.
Yeah, no shit. We got a couple left. The broken ones.
What's the fucking blind guy doing there? He's like, hey, you like the sign? I don't know.
I hang it up on the roof and feel it.
Don't worry, buddy. We made one with Braille, too.
I wonder if they got a Braille menu for him. Or do they just know what beer he wants?
They just feed him whatever's left.
They're just giving him the piss water.
Yeah. Like, this doesn't taste like a Miller.
Their trough has bottles underneath it.
He gets leftovers from everybody else's beers. These beers taste like shit in this place. That's why nobody comes here.
You wanted a mudslide. There it is. Now he's taking charge.
I always like the little tough guy scar touch they put on there.
Yeah, they put him in a whole tight black shirt, pants.
Tough guy scar in his cheek.
Why does this bar, like, in the middle of nowhere need, like, 14 fucking bouncers?
It's
the only bar everywhere.
Bouncing a bar right there. You've seen how many people they had there with a bar fight. They got a whole lot less tables now. Look at it.
Those rednecks. Take some shit out.
Surprised they had that much dance floor room with all the tables they broke. Now they should have doubled the dance room.
Right.
Oh, shit. Somebody's got to go run down to Sears. We're out of tables.
Whose underwear is hanging on the wall in the back?
Mine.
It looks a little ripped up.
Yeah. The hell's all over the wall in the back?
It looks like it's shit.
Somebody called the double dude.
That's why you just got shit all over the wall.
That ain't even good shit. That's just like diarrhea shit. Someone was really aiming for that.
Well, they were drinking draft, so.
That dude ain't got a fucking shirt on hardly either.
Got a good popcorn machine back there.
Am I still working?
We'll let you know if you know how to do anything, motherfuckers.
He's the cooler.
The cooler?
Cooler. Here we go.
All right, they got double the dance floor room. Now they got more people dancing.
Good old Blondie's back.
Blondie is eye fucking the shit out of someone. Yeah. Hey, they had Tommy Chong in the background.
Get out of here, fatty.
They're like 14.
Yeah.
They're all good. Don't worry about it.
Look, Tommy Chong is back there.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Dave's 9 years.
This bar is sweet, man.
What else has that guy been in?
What one?
The one that just fed him his coffee.
Bartender?
Yeah.
Oh, but he's about to get fired, too.
Not the tables! Get off the fucking tables!
See? Gotta save the table!
Rule number one, save the tables.
Listen here, Spike.
Now you fucked up.
No. Keep her down. Keep her down.
Okay, but... Oh,
whoa!
Stay calm.
Got a little pig sticker.
Fucking Weird Al Yankovic over here.
Not the table!
We broke another goddamn table.
Damn it!
How did he break the table when she was standing on it just a minute before?
And she's standing back up on it again.
Hey, look, there's Cartman.
Her panties got soaked right there.
No, her thighs did because she's not wearing anything.
It's dripping off her knees.
Like, what the fuck? He doesn't know anything just happened.
He just heard a thump, thump. Oh, shit.
Oh, get it.
He's banging a 13-year-old.
Oh, get it.
Boobies.
You'll be my Saturday night thing.
No. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Pull up my tidy whities.
Tidy whities.
I'm on my break.
She's like, oop, oop. Let's finish.
Oh, for God, sure.
Am I fired? Might as well finish now.
Yeah, no shit.
Damn.
That big thing at Alka-Seltzer's.
And you know they needed it back then.
Did that just tell you their beer and liquor is pretty bad? They got to give you Alka-Seltzer's with it?
Is that... That's not Bill Pullman, is it?
No. that's the Wish version of Bill Pullman.
Yeah, the Make-A-Wish guy.
Kind of looks like the guy from The Crow with the long hair.
Yeah,
real bad guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that guy's played character parts in a lot of other movies. I just can't name him off the top of my head.
Yeah, I can't either. The owner. He's been in tons of things.
The owner?
Well, yeah. The cashier, too.
Well, we're talking about the cashier, the bartender.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't recognize him from anything else. But the owner, I do.
I'd recognize that mustache anywhere.
Colt 45.
Colt 45. You're looking at it.
We serve ours in brown paper bags.
Well, thank God I got them extra tires in the trunk.
That can't be.
Didn't pack no backup windshield, though.
Oh, not the antenna.
At least they didn't break his headlights because they got those covers on them, see?
Fuck yeah, that's why I bought it.
Oh. Another 48 hours.
This is terrible. From.
Oh, he's going to start stalking. Okay. Got to turn the light off, though.
He's so sophisticated. He's sitting at home reading a book while everybody's partying.
Skinny dipping night. At least they're going swimming in their pool, not their, not the river.
Are you fucking
He's
going to start jerking off. See, his pants are already on.
Yep. They're already topless. That dude's got his pants down.
Titties out everywhere.
The fuck is that guy?
Is that guy having a seizure?
Safari Joe? Oh, look at that pink
dude. Dude, that looks like Lurch.
Big dude. Just got done fucking that pillow he's holding on to.
See, this chick's still trying to get laid. He's like, why do the ugly ones always follow me home?
They always figure it out.
He fed her, that's why.
They always figure it out. It's like, they always follow me home.
Picked up some condoms at the drugstore.
Those are prophylactic. We can thrive on, please. I got the rib for my pleasure.
Yeah, dude. Oh, her poor panties.
And he wasn't in there.
She just filled the coffee cup. Hope you want cream in your coffee because I just filled it up.
Sorry about the mess on the floor, too.
As he's walking around, whoop!
she slips and breaks the table.
Another goddamn table! Well, at least that he's a sensitive smoker. He opens the windows before
him.
Why is he stretching?
Why is his armpit?
I guess changing all four of those tires really wore him out. Yeah. Probably.
Why is his armpit shaved?
But his nipples hurt.
She trying to fatten him up with sugar and shit. He's like, I ain't having that noise.
I heard the way to a man's penis is through his stomach. Here, eat some of this food.
I creamed
up. Eat this donut. He's like, I can't do them calories.
No carbs.
I have to do like 35 pull-ups downstairs if I did that.
What the fuck is this idiot doing?
He's rolling.
Yeah, he is.
5.0.
It is. A damn old ass Mustang.
That was new at that time.
It was brand new then.
It was. Still looked like shit. What the fuck is he listening to?
That gangster shit.
And whoa! He's like, what the fuck?
He should have just hit him. That old ass tank.
Yep. Ed.
Ed. Oh, Ford trucks. Time to pee.
Commercial break.
Commercials. At least they're quick.
I guess I'll just edit all these out.
Oh, that's going to suck. Available now, the Suicide Squad game. These are quick as shit. They're only like 20 seconds. And we're back to Red's Auto Parts.
Yeah, Red. Good old Red's.
I don't know if we should be saying, and we're back through the whole thing or not. But I kind of like that little added addition. That dude is wearing a lot of plaid. That Santa Claus shave? Or is this another guy?
No, it's a different guy.
Okay. I'm making sure. His plaid don't match. Look at it. It's like X's on the pockets.
Yeah. They had to, actually, that was the leftover fabric from the other pieces they were cutting off.
Oh, from the assless chaps that he requested.
Those are the ass pieces?
They probably are. Jesus Christ, look at that old register. It's got a fucking window knob on, or window crank on the side.
Does he stamp have to, your fucking receipt?
It rolls it up or down. You have to replace that antenna.
Might as well buy 3 or 4 of them.
Yep.
Because they're going to keep breaking them.
Or he can use it as a whip.
And enter the bad guy.
He is the bad guy.
Leaves one door, comes in another.
It's magic.
Your can's getting smaller.
Dude, he's wearing a neckerchief.
That's his choker.
I bet it is.
Oh, got the cross earring.
He found Jesus.
I guess those two didn't even like each other. Filming.
No?
No. Not until they filmed that final fight.
Then they fell in love?
Yep. Oh. Then they did anal sex.
Ooh, kinky.
Right there on the beach.
What is this German piece of shit doing in my barn?
I got a Mercedes.
What kind of fruit, little bastard? This is the fucking dumbest scene.
What is this, Tai Chi?
Crane. Attacking monkey, or whatever the hell they call it.
Oh, the drunken monkey.
Drunken monkey.
This is Broga.
Hey, those were outlawed.
Oh, look at him over there.
Yep.
What I wouldn't do to get a piece of that.
Goddamn, son.
Oh.
I like the way you glisten off that water.
Riding around on his... He rolls off that hill down into the water. That's what they recall the three-wheelers right there. Boom, 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 boom.
It looks like a fucking big wheel. Just without the pedals.
Oh, his hair's back under his armpits, so you're all good now. See?
He went through puberty?
He popped out.
He didn't go through puberty
no,
before?
No, he's so strong that he just...
Thought about it?
Did they take the chicken wire? No.
Chicken wire's down.
No, it's not. Not yet.
No? Looked like it was down.
No, not yet. Looks like they're starting to paint the walls, though.
Tweeter.
What's up with the fence?
Tanker. Tweeter, Tanker. Look, he's got sweat under his tits already. Just from walking around.
Yeah.
He knew Swayze was coming. He was nervous.
Got excited.
So the cashier's back trying to get his job.
Well, that fat sweaty guy's his steward.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he's part of the bartender union.
Oh, well, hopefully he gets his job back. Doesn't look like it's working though.
Oh shit!
That's not a knife.
Well,
negotiate. That's not a knife. It's a knife.
Who swings a knife like that?
Call him a chicken dick?
He called him a chicken dick, and he's the one with a knife.
Oh, now the Tai Chi's paying off.
Oh, he hit him in his horse teeth. Spinning back kick.
Oh.
The fuck?
Oh, that was my favorite shirt. Ooh. Oof.
Goddamn. Ooh. He fights dirty.
Another goddamn. Oh, look at it. They reinforced some tables. Yep. They can break that one.
They landed on two, not just one.
Getting blood all over his white. See, if he had wore black, again, he wouldn't have had that problem.
Oh, there goes another table.
Nope, he wears fucking white when they gotta stab him.
He hit him in his nuts. He didn't even hit him in the stomach. He straight dick punched him.
Y'all got a band-aid?
He uppercutted the taint.
Where the fuck is he going?
Hey.
Oh, this is how he
meets
the doctor whore.
The doctor whore?
Here's my jazz.
There ain't nothing but women at that hospital anyway. I'd gladly go there.
And of course, he runs into the one that's got to be.
You see the old guy carrying his piss around?
Yeah. What do I do with this? This is the same scene from the trailer of the new one. Because he asked the same question.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Except you got ever win a fight? Nobody ever wins a fight.
Except Jake got cut with a dick.
What else has she been in? She's been in a few things.
A few of my spank bank memories.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. What the hell?
So she was in Charlie's Angels.
Oh, the old
original?
One? No. New one.
New one.
Oh, 2000.
Oh, no shit. She was in the first one. Okay, she was the bad chick that was with Sam Rockwell.
Ah, see.
I do recognize her now from that. This is way younger. She was much older back then.
It's like, hey, while you're down there, I gotta cut him a dick.
Can you trim my armpit hair too, please? I feel like...
Look, his chest has even got hair on it now. Look.
Yeah. I told you, he's going through puberty.
No, every time he gets in a fight, he grows more hair.
That's what it is?
Yes.
She's also in Virtuosity.
Never heard of it.
No? That's actually a decent movie. God damn it, who's in it? I might as well just go look it back up. It's a good movie.
Who did those stitches? They're terrible.
I have not seen it in quite a while. Russell Crowe, Denzel Washington, and her.
There you go, see? Nobody ever wins a fight.
Dude, that's totally the blowjob pose, right? One arm behind your head.
Yes. That's the porn. Blowjob pose.
It's Roadhouse porn. Did they make a Roadhouse porn? They had to have made a Roadhouse porn. There's got to be one out there.
Well, I'm sure there is. It's probably Road Whores.
Look, he's got scars everywhere. He's a tough guy.
Yep.
You're a tough guy.
In the porn, he had a couple scars on his dick. Dude, that hair is still not messed up. Why is he driving Bigfoot?
Because he's got a tiny wiener.
Dude, he can't drive those fucking tires out on street legal
shit.
That
is not a street legal vehicle.
No, it's not.
I don't think they care, really.
That is straight up Bigfoot with no Bigfoot signage on it. He gets to drive that back and forth down the fucking driveway. That's about it.
You know that's coming into play later.
Of course.
What's that guy's fucking name?
Who?
The guy with the tape on his nose. Even in here, what the fuck's his name?
I have no clue.
I couldn't even find him in the...
Horse teeth, motherfucker.
You mean you couldn't go in there and break a fucking table?
All we had to do was break one more.
What am I paying for?
And we'd put them out of business. One more table.
What is this asshat's name in here? Did that catch him?
That's what I was trying to figure out, because
he's not on their list.
I'm sorry, boss.
I fucked up real bad. I didn't break no tables.
I'm sorry, boss. I tried. Oh!
There's a lot of party girls in this.
No shit?
Yeah. There's like...
There's a lot of cocaine in this movie.
Yeah.
Licking his boots.
Lick my boots, motherfucker.
Is that a woman's boots?
Those are some pretty gay boots.
They got the tassels on them?
Pretty close. He put on his fucking girlfriend's boots when he got out of the bed this morning.
Whoops.
His boyfriend's
boots.
Oh,
man. His douche nozzle. Hey. Just lets anybody drive his fucking car. And right into the oncoming traffic.
Just like he's supposed to drive. It's like that vehicle must be in an oncoming lane.
Look at that fucking shirt. Oh, they shot the motor oil.
Is he coming from karate practice?
It looks like the top part of a G.
He just left the dojo.
Yeah, no shit.
He had a scene in Karate Kid, and they just come from that.
He's still got a white belt.
Hey, there's that doctor that sucked my dick. That's my daughter, you son of a bitch.
She sucks a mean dick.
Learned it from her mommy.
She had to practice on me.
My daddy says I'm the best blowjob giver in the country.
I can get it from three counties on wet G-string contest. Oh, yeah, those are fake.
T-shirt. No, they're not.
Really?
Hey, Sam Elliott. And why is he rocking back and forth?
You know what's crazy is he was 23 years old in this movie. Take it easy, Rambo.
And he has those luscious locks back then.
Steak, it's what's for dinner.
She was like, I'll let you suck on my fake titties. I won't feel it anyway.
Well, they ain't going to pay for themselves.
The nipples are up around my neck because they fucking fucked them up when they filled them.
How does he have a night off to do his laundry and old boy is still stuck in a bar?
Maybe, well, Double Deuce is closed.
Yeah, Double Deuce closes on Sunday nights.
Oh, do they?
For NASCAR.
Strip club. Strip club stays open. They only close for cornhole tournaments.
They got strippers at the end catching the bags.
No, they close 1 week a month.
Strippers assholes. Where are your cornhole bags going into?
Damn, there's a fight breaking out right now on the pool tables.
Back to work. Nine quarters. Holy shit.
Back to work.
Like everybody. Look at fight.
Machine. Nine quarters.
Jesus.
Wow. That's like $85.
Hey, Nelly took all the chicken wire down.
Yeah. You got the neon?
They got a different singer now.
Yeah. They're tired of seeing that blind guy sing. Now he's having a seizure over there off to the side.
You said they're tired of seeing.
Damn, she won't take no for an answer.
Nope.
Why don't you just take your panties off and put them on his face?
Like, I want you to beat my pussy like you beat these white trash motherfuckers in here.
That dude in his pajamas was just checking her out.
There's the coke dealer in the back. Navajo!
No, Denise, don't do it!
I'm 1/8 Cherokee, Patrick Swayze. I'll kick your ass.
You're messing my hair up.
Run her over.
Her pubic hair's got that same kind of hairdo.
So he drags her out. Four guys go in now.
Yeah.
That's the exchange rate in that town.
What happened 4-1? To all the people throwing the bottles?
They finally kicked them out.
They're like, man, that bitch's face is already fucked up. Don't throw nothing at her.
Sherry looked like she fell down a tree. Boot.
Oh, he's got a knife on his boot.
He's got a boot. He's walking crazy.
Just broke his leg and then drug him out by his leg.
If he's got a knife on the front of his boot, why was he kicking him with the heel?
And why was it like at an awkward angle?
This guy had his hand through the boot on the other side of the camera. He was just like.
Why is the doctor wearing a fucking picnic table cover? Look at him.
That's the only thing she could find to put on.
She wants Swayze to eat off it.
I got your lunch.
Boxed him in the ears. The old big boy almost lost his shirt.
That's like the whole point of this bar is like, we're just going to go there and wait till a fight breaks out.
And this one they drug outside. They didn't break any tables. They didn't have a fight inside. Well, Swayze's the man.
Took them all outside. He's a cooler.
They have a sign in there that says, you know, like, it's been 33 days since we broke a table.
Why she got something about Mary do hairdo? Bad and brave. And we're back to Bonnie's Grill.
Bonnie's Grill. Home cooking. Just don't ask them what it is because you have no idea.
Cold beer.
A lot of neon in such a heck town.
God, dude.
She's just sitting there telling me, no, you shouldn't smoke. It's bad for your health.
Yeah, no shit. Do you remember? I don't even remember fucking smoking allowed in restaurants and shit anymore. Oh. It's been so long.
They're actually trying to bring it back again.
Really?
Yeah, because what's funny is one booth over is the non-smoking section.
Yeah.
Right. Smoking section or non-smoking section?
Separated by this much.
They should do it like they did at the airports back in the day. They keep all the smokers in a plastic fucking bubble, so when you go walk by, you can look at them in like a fish tank-like thing. They're all clouded.
You don't even got to go in there and light a cigarette. You just go in there and get all the secondhand smoke.
They have little... nostril vents for people who want to just get that hit.
He didn't even blow anything out when he hit that cigarette. No. See that?
They forgot to CGI it in.
Yeah. Get out of here, you bum. You dirty bum.
I'll pay for his coffee.
Cut them eyebrows.
That guy's been through some shit.
Yeah.
Can't believe someone was nice.
He looked like the guy from Dick Tracy. With all the wrinkles and shit on his face.
There's a stop sign in the back of his car, along with a couple flat tires.
Hey, good news is they didn't break the antenna this time.
Nope. The antenna is good. Hey, at least they're being safe and wearing their seatbelt.
Wonder if that Jeep was made in Toledo.
Sure was, buddy. All Wranglers are made in Toledo.
He's like, just come back to my house. We'll bang by the window. We're all good.
There's a hell of a hairdo just to make sure her face is out in the open like that.
His too. It's both of them straight back.
Mm-hmm.
You ever have sex in a horse stall?
I'm going to take you back and let the horse bang you.
You ever heard of Mr. Hands? I am.
She just asked him what his credit score was. No, he said no. She's like, I gotta go.
I can't take you back to my house. He said I can only bring guys back there.
My landlord's a gay boy.
I get evicted if I bring women home. What the fuck lays on their hood?
With a nice hole in the windshield. Look at that nice hole.
Remember those Eagle Premieres? Those cars?
No.
They were like a Chrysler company.
I don't remember those things at all. Wow.
Tanker? Come on, Tanker. Hey, watch. She's gonna scare the shit out of him. Oh! Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa! He already kicked you in the head twice before you even realized what the fuck happened.
He goes, do it again.
His fingers were taped together. Like all that fighting, and he just has two fingers taped together.
Is that That's what he's shoving in his ass. It helps him wipe easier. It keeps them together.
That's his daughter.
She got beat.
I fell down the stairs.
I hit that door like a couple times. Look, his glasses are even crookeder than shit. He got smacked in the side of the face. Look at his glasses. Look like he sat up.
Oh, those were those cheap 80s glasses. They were just wire shit. You can fix them with chicken wire. The fuck is he eating? Eggs? He's happy.
Oh, an old photo. That was my papa.
My daddy and my uncle.
He got trampled to death trying to fuck a horse across the creek.
My daddy, uncle. My uncle daddy.
He still has fresh flowers for him daily. Look, he's eating somebody's blood, too.
That's his V8, dog.
That's her blood. It's her time of the month. He squeezed it out of her.
That's why he had to beat it out of her.
Yeah, he just squeezed it out of her. Come on. That's not a full glass.
I need the full glass. I need all the nutrients.
Squeeze that pad in there. Come on.
Dude, he is as red as his fucking shirt.
I mean, he's drinking a Bloody Mary for breakfast.
So. He looks like he's about to explode.
He's red as fuck, and Patrick Swayze's white as fuck. He did 3 tan days, and Pat didn't make it at all.
Yeah. Fell asleep in the tanning bed.
How can any... I don't understand how men can sit like that.
Their legs crossed?
Like, yeah, like that. That squishes my shit together. I don't know about you guys. But no.
No. Mine's not my shit. It's my belly gets in the way. It's like...
Getting that old age shit going on.
Yeah. Got my Dunlap in the way. Oh. Fresh out of the shower. Hair's still wet.
You can't buy my love.
Yeah. You can't buy this dick.
And he stormed out of there.
Each time they show it, a little bit different. A little bit different. A little bit different.
The place is turning out to be fancy.
Lined up all the way around the bar.
Live music.
Now they got the velvet ropes.
You can't come in here. You're not on the list.
Damn, who's the mustache?
No one under 21 allowed.
Who's supposed to keep count now if he's not out there doing the clicker?
Son of a bitch.
Fire marshal's coming. You're gonna get fucked.
Oh, they're letting the guys
too many people in there. Huh? Look at that shiny shirt.
Oh shit, there was a couple of them. Everybody's wearing their shirt on the dance floor so far.
Oh, this is upscale now. Oh, see? Look.
Yeah, they're all wearing uniforms. Oh, see?
They found the one black guy in the county to work the bar.
You gotta diversify. You mm-hmm. gotta diversify.
They put them all on shirts, though.
Goddamn affirmative action.
Dude, watch it. You're moving the tables.
They're all in red shirts, though. Oh, it's Keith David.
I'm about to say, isn't that a...
Yeah, it's Keith David.
Don't ever mess with another man's French fries.
And he got his ass whooped with that bubble gum. That's who he fought with, Roddy Piper.
Oh.
And They Live.
Is he the guy that's in Men at Work?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Keith David. Oh, he's in tons of shit. He's in Riddick.
There's a few sacred things in this world you don't mess with. One of them happens to be another man's French fries.
Look, she got a better outfit than her tablecloth.
Yeah, she does.
They're out there doing coke in the fucking parking lot.
Fuck yeah, they are.
Off the car.
She don't know how to fucking park, though. She looked like she just parked right up in the fire lane.
Well, she's a doctor. You know how that goes.
Emergency. Why is he driving?
Because he's now her bitch.
Oh, he had to get roadhead.
Look at her face. Look at her face. She's like, you brought me to a fucking she's like, a barn?
She's like, look, I can't suck your dick if I'm driving, so you gotta mind driving. That could be dangerous. She's like, oh, this is
quaint.
This is nice.
Where's the dead bodies hidden at?
Why does it smell like horse shit?
My salary can buy 6 of these. Why are we here?
To be banging in my house.
I like how almost...
It's like she didn't already know.
Falls out.
Like she didn't already know what was across the street. Across the river, sorry. Right.
I like how almost all the good dresses are all front loaded. You can either zip them down the front or unbutton them all down the front.
He's like, where's that Barry White channel?
Playing some Slipknot.
The devil.
He's like, no.
Sir Mix-a-Lot's next. Baby got back.
She's like, yes, that's perfect. Slap a bitch. Your headlights are on.
Oh, shit. High beam.
How are those little guys poking through that thick fucking dress there?
A specific type of Madonna bra back then.
Bra? She ain't wearing a goddamn bra.
They taped erasers on her boobs.
Had to add on a little extra. He's wearing a fucking sweater vest.
A V-neck sleeveless sweater.
I feel like this is a date rape video right now. He's like chasing her around and fucking slowly stripping himself, and she's always backing away.
Well, that's how you used to get ladies back in the day.
Oh, now she's cross-eyed.
Well, her whole face, when he first pulled up there, she was like freaking out. Then walks her upstairs. She's freaking out. Now he's going to slam her against the wall and bang the shit out of her. Hold his hand over her face.
Told you. Unbutton.
Rape.
Zip. You gonna touch her boobs and come already?
You know, like, it's $100. It's $100 an hour, right? You good with that?
Her boobs are already out.
She's shaking. She's shaking.
All you hear is. She's like, ah, my foot.
He's like, yeah. All of a sudden, his voice gets real deep. He's like, yeah.
Yeah. He going to Bear White. I'm a buddy cornbread. Oh, I think she likes it.
And her back is going to be fucked up from that fireplace. She's like, ow, 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 ow.
That's the rib for her pleasure.
He's like, yeah, it's big, huh? She's like, no, these stones are...
These stones are in my asshole. He's like, ooh, ooh. Ooh. Perfect. Ew, ew. Thought I said no. She's like, that's my asshole. He's like, I know.
Is he dancing with his dick in her?
That's the dirty dancing part.
Yeah. See?
Oh, now we're getting creative.
That old farmer standing outside jerking off.
He's right outside the window.
I told you only gay porn. Look what you done.
He's like, don't worry. She's got a penis. He's sitting outside naked smoking a cigarette.
That's gotta feel good on your ass.
So you got the naked ass walk through the moonlight.
You know you're gonna yell at her. Why you getting my fucking cheeks all wet?
Ouch.
She sat on a frog.
That's my butt plug called Brock Lesnar.
Round two.
At least he brought a blanket out there, I guess.
With his bare ass on it.
She's got shit stains on
it. That's not an Indian design. That's his shit stains.
That's what it's my double on. Deuce.
Oh, what if he spilled something there?
Oh, God. So many shit stains.
This blanket used to be all white.
His name is Shit Stain Shit Swayze.
Sometimes I like to lay out here just naked and jerk off to the stars.
Try and catch it in my mouth. Old man out there sitting in his rocker, whittling a stick. Now it's the other way around. See? He was watching him the other day, the other time. Now he's watching him.
That motherfucker.
Nah, he had to put something in his mouth.
Yeah. That, we'll see. He's pissed off because he's realized he doesn't have a chance with him.
I told you only gay sex.
Here, I brought this. We're going to bathe you and wash away your sins.
Only gay sex.
That's what he asked me. He's like, you got a woman in there?
You heathen.
I can smell her.
I'm putting you on the naughty list.
Like, can I smell your finger?
You know how long it's been for me?
eBay.
Gooch, gooch. They even got the bartenders wearing the same outfits. The barmaids.
Yeah, they are.
All wearing the same outfits.
They don't have red shirts. Hey, why don't they make the blind dude wear a red shirt? Or he just couldn't tell that it wasn't red.
Right. He thought he put it on. This was red when I put it on.
Lady in red. Oh, why is he all squinting?
So he can try and see. Remember when I could see before they threw that beer bottle at me at the beginning of this movie?
Now I'm all squinty and stiff. He's got those special sloth-like traits. I wonder if he can make his ears wiggle too.
Truck's here.
Smoking in the bar.
He smokes everywhere.
Can you just tell him he's actually blind?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, remember at the beginning of the movie when I could see until they threw that beer bottle at me? Now I'm blind.
And now Sam Elliott just showed up. This is before he was the full silver-haired fox.
Douche. He's a double douche. The double douche.
Well, here we go. New round.
That big guy had to be in the back of the truck because he couldn't fit up front.
What's the clipboard hanging out there for?
Trying to write all the beer down.
Oh, the fucking
don't do it, Terry.
He is. He's taking a bottle. What's Bam Bam gonna do?
Oh. Oh man, not that. Y'all karate.
Y'all. He had a kick there. He's like, yeah. Then you kick him into the beer.
Oh. No.
Broke a bear bottle.
Y'all got steak.
Where's the girls with their titties out?
Where's the Dodge Rams?
Take it like a man. Dad.
Dad. I'm 20.
I'm grandpa,
years old.
Motherfucker. Oh. Punched him right in the dick.
And then he took his knee out.
That hurt, doesn't it?
It's what's for dinner.
You don't even know.
They don't even get a punch in. Sam Elliott fucks them all up.
That's great. They're just sitting in the back beating the fuck out of him and everybody's inside just...
Yeah, they're all just sitting around doing nothing.
Protect the tables.
Why'd they bring the blind dude outside? What the fuck's he gonna do to help?
He wants to hear what's going on.
Meanwhile, it looked like Patrick Swayze just took a shower.
He keeps waiting for the day that the bad guys bring their own blind guy.
So they can walk around each other.
That would be great.
I'm over here.
Today's going to be the day. I know it.
And at least he has to fix his windshield.
How you get a perfect hole like that in the windshield, not break any of the other parts off?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Gotta love that movie magic.
Like picking that. Up the bitch.
He's in uniform. Are they gonna run a train on her?
Fuck yeah, they are. She's like, hey, is this your dad?
Yeah. I'm 23 years old.
She's like, I gotta suck his dick now?
I don't know. He doesn't look like he washes it.
Wanna go for a mustache ride?
Here he goes, gonna whip his dick out. All right. Doink.
Here we go.
She's like, oh, a little further.
Oh, why are you teasing me with just a little scar?
She's like, oh, your bald hair matches your face.
Pulls out, the big old fucking bush pops out. Trying to shove it back in his pants.
Knocks the beer over. Then he goes, I am the Zohan. You don't mess with the Zohan.
Out hey, all night. Another, now they're getting breakfast. What's that? Now they're getting breakfast.
I was going to say that family is eating off another one of her dresses.
There's a Colt 45 sign back there.
Hell, I think they helped sponsor this movie.
Uh-oh.
They're about to Eiffel Tower this bitch.
Wobbly H.
Wobbly H. Swayze is a cuckold.
He just sits in the corner crying, jacking him.
Even his tears is blue.
She doesn't come like that when I fuck her.
Yeah.
She never screamed that loud when I was doing it.
God, how'd that beer get so full?
He filled it back up.
He pissed in it.
Had to tinkle. Had to tinkle.
Why is he having one for breakfast?
Well, gotta keep going.
This is a really awkward thing right here.
Yeah, it is. No, she's got to go pee. She's going to flick her bean.
And he's staring at her ass.
Yep.
He's like, that bitch gave me blue balls.
He's like, I can fuck her better than you.
I'll give her a real mustache ride. You just wait.
It's like she couldn't handle this youngin'.
See, his beer's empty now.
Oh, now it's full. Nope.
He didn't have a beer 2 seconds ago.
He had it in his pocket. He just missed it.
This is where he's telling him he's not fucking right.
Yeah.
Man, look at all the scars on his face. Those are his war wounds. All the
Don't be a
rides
bitch.
That went wrong. See? Can't have those piercings down there. It'll fuck your face up when you get a mustache ride.
Got a girl's cootie piercing right stuck in my nose.
That bitch is way out of your league.
Man, he got really intense, didn't he?
Yeah.
Sam Elliott's never not intense.
He's backed up. She just got him blue balls. He's all backed up.
I prefer him in the ranch. She's like, fuck is on your feet.
I just took the biggest shit.
That means we can do this double penetration thing. Let's go.
I cleaned it all out. We're good.
He'll drink to that.
He said, I'm going to stick this beer bottle in there first, is what he said.
Yeah.
What is actually going on here?
You missed the lips.
She finished herself off in the bathroom, so now she's going home.
So now they got to go finish each other off.
They're going to do
what
the
about these blue balls?
That's what bouncers do, you know? They just finish each other off.
Oh, look, dude, it's the blood. Where the fuck are you pointing?
He wasn't quite sure either.
He was like, ugh.
Wow, 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 wow.
That's not how you play the guitar.
As Dan in the background just yelling at him all the time.
Fake. Play it right, you piece of shit! That's
why they're throwing the beer bottles. He's fucking trolling them.
Hey, this fuck guy didn't even know how to play a guitar.
Fake!
Oh. Good old Red burning down.
Oh, there goes the general store.
Look at that girl's outfit. That ain't an 80s outfit. I don't know what is.
Jesus Christ, she's wearing shoulder pads. Yeah. Like from the Minnesota Vikings.
That was an inside job from AutoZone.
Yeah, there'll be a Dollar General build up there next week.
They already had plans. That's why it was blown up.
Red blew it down himself to sell it to Dollar General.
Red wouldn't sell it to Dollar General, so he said, God damn. What?
There wasn't much product in there. That shit blew up quick.
He's like, fuck, my insurance just expired yesterday.
You missed one goddamn payment. Of course, everything burns down.
Uh-oh. Now we're going to have a face-off. You cannot be served, TL.
We're closed.
Where'd everybody else go? There was a bunch of people in here five minutes ago. After they watched the place burn down,
they were all picking up spark plugs.
You mean butt plugs?
They all got taken out by the spark plugs when they flew out of there.
So she's going to go dance or sing for him?
Okay, go play that I Can See Clearly song.
So is her eye all better now?
I don't know.
Or she got a ton of fucking makeup on. Covering this shit up. Both.
You want to see my tits?
She started riding the end of his guitar.
Get off, bitch!
Now he's going to play. That's how he plays the high notes. Makes a snail trail over the top. Uh-oh.
He's getting serious. My hair up.
It's like I'm about to jerk off so hard.
It's what he's using rubber band for.
Run the bottom his balls.
Run his balls and the face.
Yeah.
He lasts a little longer.
his hair tie and his cock ring.
Hey, she's wearing panties.
Just keep her away from the tables.
Yeah, that's how they break. Uh-oh. Time to make the show stop, huh?
See, what a party pooper.
Yeah. See? Told you he's gay.
So he put his hair back just to see her clearly?
Right. To make sure. Okay.
It's like, get away from the blind guy. Come here.
Uh-oh.
Hey, undead the zipper now.
Oh, she's got granny panties on?
The high-waisted panties.
Or is that some kind of like, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
That's the high-waisted granny panty.
Look, if you'd see no cut on the side.
Oh.
Well, she hit it with her dress. Now she's hiding her tits with the hat. What's next? Oh, no.
Oh, now they're out.
Well, you're not doing a good job.
Now they're out. You don't want another man's lice.
Oh, yeah. He's a cuckold, too.
Yeah, he got excited watching that. Come on, Jimmy.
Whoa. Navajo.
Now the hoe.
Now we're getting some more beer bottles being thrown again. About time. It hasn't happened in days, apparently. That remodel went very quickly.
Didn't it?
Well, like 3 years has passed.
Oh, 3 years? He's been there 3 years? Yeah. They already got two kids together.
Yeah, they're 5 and 7.
Nice person sitting at the table.
Son of a bitch!
My bad.
I was trying to be cool.
I'll comp your drinks. Don't worry about it. I'll comp your drinks. You broke my fucking nose.
But the good news is we didn't break the table.
Oh.
No!
Why are you breaking everything? Not the tables.
I just bought those glasses.
Ouch. Big man's getting knocked the fuck out.
Wonder how many pool stick defense classes he had to take.
All that hitting and he didn't break the pool stick.
Yeah, no shit.
That's a pretty good. And he fucking pole vaults off of it.
Oh, yeah. He pole vaults off that guy's gut.
And then jumps back down for no reason.
I don't know how the fuck that gut sustained all that. He punched him in the fucking cross.
Come on, Sammy.
Uh-oh. Oh, he took his back.
He's going to take his hair tie. Not my hair tie! Oh, a table!
There goes another table.
See, if he didn't have that bum knee,
he'd been fine.
Oh, my trick knee. Oh, not my trick knee. Oh, y'all.
God damn it. Now we got to patch a hole in the ceiling.
They might have enough table parts to do it.
You see the blind guy on the fucking thing fall over.
He shot me in the eye.
I'm blind.
I can't see.
Sitting there, he's like, "Damn, that was crazy to see." Oh wait, I didn't see anything.
You ain't seen shit.
Oh, wash your balls.
No, you're wrong, town. Colonel Sanders.
It's his town. It's my town.
They blew up my store.
The fuck is that guy? The mayor?
I hope so.
Well, that guy there, he owns the dealership, doesn't he?
The Buick dealership.
I put up my sign in the bar and he painted over it.
Look at that pocket protector.
Yeah, he's got nothing else to do since his store blew up. Hey, they can't take my good number one doorman.
They'll never take me.
I'm too good.
Who's the old guy standing in the background just for the hell of it? They're taking the blind guy
Why
out for a
ride.
Why
is he driving a Jeep again? He's straight up driving a Jeep.
Oh, look at all the Fords.
He's wearing the guy boot, girl's boots.
What the fuck? Damn, I thought he was going to rip his mustache off like it was fake.
Yeah.
I knew it was you the whole time.
What do we do with the blind guy? Throw him in the back.
We're going to take him for a ride around town.
Not the Crown Vic wagon.
No, this is a Ford smashing some Fords.
Ford on Ford violence.
Yeah.
No!
Oh, they only crush some station wagons. That ain't no big deal.
Those are my best sellers.
Yeah. I don't get why he's fucking up every business around him, though.
He owns this town.
Is that white trash mafia, son?
Yeah, apparently.
Look, everybody's devastated. Like, not the wood panel wagon, no.
I was going to buy that. I just signed the paperwork for that today. I hadn't even got insurance on it yet.
What the fuck is this all about?
He used to be banging her.
That's disgusting.
She liked it when she would call daddy. Call him daddy.
Yeah, he probably paid for her fucking college. That's why she's a doctor now. Oh, shit. He had the fucking ropes on his glasses, son. The
fat man couldn't even get his glasses down over back behind his ears.
Fucking blue blockers.
He almost fell out.
You gonna square up to him first.
See? My town. My town.
Get it.
It's my town.
Dude, that dude.
He's already sweating. See, he's sweating again.
I don't know.
Look, sweat. He's got a sweat spot in front of him.
He's like, hey, at least I didn't blow your shit up.
Yeah. He's like, they burned my fucking place to the ground, motherfucker.
Here comes Hopalong. I can't do this shit no more. I gotta go home.
My knee's all fucked up.
I told him I was going to break my foot up in his ass. I really meant it. That's why my knee is fucked up.
This is fucking terrible.
Look at his eye.
Got a titty in the eye.
I don't think it's very good to do with staples in your side.
You ever climb the rope in gym class?
Makes you feel kind of funny.
It's like CrossFit. He's got like training stations
everywhere. What's the next level? The roof? Yeah, you got the right. Handstand.
He's going to do a crane kick off the weather main.
Got to put his dojo back on.
Yeah. Where's my gi? Mr. Miyagi. Oh, shit.
He got that black eye from a couple times they tried to do that. He didn't catch the hand.
Yeah. That was the third take. Fire.
He's like, this is why you keep your eyes closed.
I'm bringing it.
Are we going to kiss? Are we supposed to kiss? No? Kiss? No? Kiss? Yes? No?
Now, tongue or no this tongue. Would be the second straight gay handshake, right? Like, since they did Predator where they did that, that would be number two. Or was that a new kind
getting
of shake?
Getting a little serious.
One was a closed fist, the other one was in covering the closed fist.
That was like the generic one.
I'll be like your meat sandwich.
Like the Dollar General version.
Right on.
Hey, it's me. Are you done working out?
Can I peg you now?
I just got done blowing Sam Elliott.
It's like, where's my Chipotle, bitch?
Bullshit.
Somebody's gonna get it. Wow, she looks very concerned right now.
It's like, you're talking all sorts of madness.
Just wait till they blow his house up or his barn up.
This fucking guy's always smoking.
I don't know. Yeah, where's the stuff smoke coming from?
Yeah, when did he get a cigarette? He was just working out. When the fuck did he light the cigarette?
And of course, he's wearing gray sweatpants.
When did he light? When did he get the fucking cigarette?
His dick is smoking.
Oh, well, they blew something up now.
They killed the old man. We all.
Oh, that's no good.
Oh no, Emmett.
Emmett Brown.
Emmett Smith?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it could be.
She's a little slow, isn't she?
She is very fucking slow.
Thank God he had his fire retardant pajamas
on. Wow. Why does everybody have explosives in their house?
She fell. He fell right on top of her head with her ass, with his ass.
I mean, is everybody making homemade nitroglycerin or some shit?
They're all meth houses.
Oh. I missed that part. I know. How'd she get on top of
it? I know I shouldn't have put all that gunpowder in the walls.
Yeah. Instead of squirreling away money, they were squirreling away gunpowder.
I couldn't find no insulation, so I used gunpowder. Now I have a hoe.
Yeah. Now you the hoe.
Or that dragon tooth.
He's in the karate kick him off the bike.
No, just straight thug tackle him.
prepare to die.
He said, stop saying stupid shit.
Don't hit him in the cross earring.
Yeah, I'm going to kick your earring off, bitch.
Oh, judo flip. Oh, he, judo kick flip.
He took his mom to the premiere.
Yeah.
And they were sitting in the audience. When he says that scene of, I used to fuck guys like you in prison, right? And when they're fighting like this,
yeah.
His mom stands up and goes, "That's my boy."
That's when she was finally proud, huh?
Right then,
you made it, son. You made it.
Kicking him like a bitch.
Finish him.
Careful now. Oh, not the stitches.
Now he's using steel chairs to the ribs.
Oh, that's going to get infected.
No, that wasn't the split ribs yet. That
was there it is. Side. You fuck guys in prison.
Oh, you can't swing that high. He ain't that tall.
He ain't been hungry since he won that belt.
Get him, Rock.
You say go fuck yourself?
Oh, now you're fucked.
Yep.
Oh, not the nuts.
Kick to the nuts, knee to the face.
That's how Sam got his leg all fucked up right there.
Yeah.
Kicking a tree.
Oh, I thought you meant from fucking guys.
That could be too. Look, she's finally, she's been running the whole time. She finally makes it over there.
Oh,
ripped his throat up.
Oh, my. She's like,
I can't fix that.
She's like, get me a rag and some
I can't even put a straw in there to keep him alive.
I go, he dead.
She's checking for a pulse in his throat, sticking her hand in there. She's like, there ain't nothing in here.
Look what you did.
He's eating it off the side.
Like, oh, Adam's apple. Look, he was going to kill you. I'm so disappointed you killed him.
She's back on the run again. I was running.
That's so...
He's like, I was sleeping, motherfucker.
The guy just tried to shoot him, and she's upset that he killed him.
Right. He's like, damn it.
Man, I can't believe he fucking killed Lou Diamond Phillips, man.
Yeah, the rivalry's really heating up now. I don't think he'd float that quickly.
He's holding his breath really, really hard. As he floats by.
He's in a Zen tantric moment.
The white horse.
Uh-oh. Well, he's got his new car out.
That's
he's got his cool white shirt on again.
He means business when he drives a Mercedes.
Yep.
Puts his gi back on.
Why is he answering the phone? Hello? No one else there. Doors were all
open. And he already knew that he was going to be there.
Of course, he'd probably seen him leave.
He's like, should take him 15 minutes to get there.
Leave or take it in the ass. Leave or I take your woman and pop her breast.
He said one or the other.
Oh no. Live or die, heads or tails.
Somebody's gonna die tonight. Somebody beat his ass. He just got off the phone.
They sent one guy for him. How many took Sam Elliott out?
Right. Can't find him underneath all that hair.
I tried to give him a mustache ride and they fucked me up.
See, should have taken him with you. You leave him there. Gonna get killed.
Sit, Ubu, sit. He needs more than a white belt. You can't keep fucking people up and ripping people's throats out and keep a white belt. Dude, that is some special kind of gi.
It goes all the way down to his ankles. He's got it shoved in his pants. That's the only shirt he kept from this whole set.
He's like, do you mind? I'm looking at x-rays of dicks.
Penis. What the hell is that one? The spine's all fucked up in that picture.
That was the orgy that they took pictures of.
Yeah, anal blockage.
That was the snake that got stuck up there.
Yeah. She's like, you're crazy. I seen your file. He's like, fuck this bitch. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I'm going back to New York. Fuck these hillbillies.
Driving the expensive car, you might as well. Time to go. I think I've caused enough trouble around here.
Yep.
Got my friend prison raped. Got some business blown up.
Is that a handshake machine over. Or a fucking...
It's a hand job machine.
Hand job machine? Just slap your dick in there and Uncle Sam goes at it?
That's not a beer.
It's what you get for leaving him around by himself. He plays dead pretty good.
He's just sleeping.
Yep. Aw, now he's emotional. It's a dead guy for a dead guy, though.
No tears. No tears. Push him out. Push him out. Come on! You did it in Ghost.
There they are.
Well, don't touch the murder weapon, you dummy.
He's like, can't get it out. He just starts shaking it back and forth, wiggling it around.
Here comes an intestine with it.
That's always smart, find a dead body and take the murder weapon.
Yeah. Yep.
Then he sits on it and stabs himself in the ass. Ow!
Oh,
look at, he's scratching his back with a shotgun.
Yeah.
He's rubbing the stock on his butt.
Five dudes, two shotguns, and
Teeter with a little gun. Yeah. Tweeter, Teeter. What the hell is his fucking name? Tweeter?
I have no idea. That could be.
Isn't that the guy from Varsity Blues? Isn't that Tweeter?
Yeah, that was Tweeter. All those rounds And there's, wow.
Nice blows it up.
Flip and it blew up. He was making nitroglycerin in the car, too.
For no reason.
But it landed right on its wheels. Look at that shit.
That's a Mercedes. Gotta hand it to
the Germans. They make good cars.
Hey, Terry Funk's there, too. Look at his boots.
Hey, there ain't nobody in here. He stabbed the gas pedal down.
Well, now he knows who did it. Back. Now he knows who did it.
Yep, got his knife back now. Fit right in that holster, go figure.
Oh, the Funkster's dead.
Left his gun, though. Could have taken his gun.
But no. Tinker.
Tinker?
His name is Tinker.
He's a stinker. And now they're on the hunt. Meanwhile, he's picking them off one by one, Rambo style. Will he be found? He is the best hide-and-seek player in this game.
He's hiding in that little cabinet there.
Mm-hmm. Actually, he's just behind the tree. You don't see him.
He's behind. He just takes his gi and puts it over his head. He hides in the corner.
Chucks him to death with it. Oh, yeah.
Look at that catch.
Oh, insult to injury.
Oh!
How did he miss with that Bang. Shot?
That rubber knife fell out. Oh, shit. Damn it. Was hold on to that fucking thing.
Oh, he's wearing his pajamas already.
Well, he had to because he pissed his pants earlier, so.
That's true.
Two down.
He was probably ready for bed. He did have his 4 o'clock dinner special.
Yeah. He's a little old. Gotta go to bed by 5.
I'm so glad homeboy is wearing suspenders. Hey, this is a lovely room of death.
Didn't show him killing that guy.
Oh.
There must be a cut scene.
Hey, it's in the director's cut.
Yeah. We got the edited version.
The Swayze cut.
This one's edited for TV. Oh no, the polar bear's going to attack him.
Yeah, shoot it, dude. There you go. Yep, that'll help. Yep.
I think it's already dead.
Wow.
Oh, now they're having some fun.
That must be one heavy stuffed polar bear.
Knocked him right out.
You would think someone would turn the light switch on by now. There oh, look, there it is.
I always think it's great.
Yeah, the clapper.
The main bad guy is like a puny piece of shit, and he ends up beating up like the main good guy more than the heavy butt fucking guys.
Yeah, you can't judge a book by its cover.
It's always the brains and the money.
He's twice his age and half his size. He can whoop his ass.
Look at that. That bear is making out with him big time.
All my boys. All my boys.
You killed my boys.
Oh. Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Don't get blood on my white couch.
What is he? He has hunted everything in the world?
Uh-huh. Yeah, look at all those pictures on the wall behind him.
Where's the human head?
Yeah, that's the guy that owns Jimmy John's.
Oh, is it?
No.
So fast, you're a freak. I'm starting to feel like he's from another...
Oh, he shot him.
John Leguizamo movie. The Pest.
Oh. He's a spear chucker.
Damn!
Now he's a spear swinger.
Look, he is fucking.
He's trying to paddle him.
Dude, never got blood on his couch at all, so he's doing pretty good.
Why'd he go Quasimodo when he got shot in the shoulder?
She gave me water.
Oh, damn!
He bitch slapped him down.
Not the knee.
Oh, right on the knee.
Oh. Took out the knee.
Everybody's got to get a fucked up knee in this movie.
No, everybody's walking like Sam Elliott.
No, Sam Elliott ain't walking no more.
Well, he ain't walking at all no more.
Yeah, he's been cushioned. Damn.
Got that little gun.
Take his eyes out. Take his eyes out. Give him the claw.
Rip his throat out, dude.
Yeah, that's what he was thinking about doing.
Starts saying it.
Pluck his eyes.
Saying that shit from Temple of Doom.
Oh.
He's trying to take his heart out.
He should just rip his balls off.
And he shits on his pants. Just shits on his lap right there.
He's like, look, babe. I've grown up.
Yeah, I didn't kill him. See? I didn't kill him.
That's why you rip his throat up.
Oh, never mind.
Red.
Yeah.
Damn you, Red.
Dad came in and got it.
Look, oh, and he's still moving.
Better finish it. The rest of the hillbillies got to get a shot.
The whole town's going to shoot.
There we go.
Look, still alive. Still alive. Still kicking.
Remember the scene in an airplane when they're smacking the shit out of that lady and there's that whole lineup of people waiting to beat her up? The whole town's got their guns waiting.
Shooting them as they walk by. Tanker even shot him. He's like, fuck it.
Him and the polar bear lived happily ever after, had a few kids. Moved to the suburbs.
He was that second gunman on the grassy knoll under the polar bear.
What happened? Yeah. Bear fell on me.
I got raped by a polar bear.
My asshole hurts. You threw it right over where the cops were coming in the door at. He said, I didn't have a gun, see? His fingers are still taped up.
Oh, he's in the picture frame.
That is an awful lot of period blood. Santa Claus cannot tell a lie.
I didn't see shit.
I'll take a shit.
I couldn't see anything with the bathroom door closed.
It's like he stubbed his toe and fell on that table. He's dead now.
Monkey see, monkey do. Oh, now it's going to be on America's Funniest Home Videos.
A polar bear fell on me.
I wonder if he ever swallowed that microphone by accident.
Oh, I'm sure his fucking teeth are all chipped up.
He's got a mullet, doesn't he?
I think everybody in this
1989.
Movie has a fucking mullet.
Yeah, well, skinny dipping time.
If you'd have paused right there, you probably would have seen his pecker.
That's what she's seeing right now.
That's what he just tried to do. Get down there and suck it, bitch!
I know you can breathe on
the Even water. The old guy was sitting back there. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
He's watching skinny dip.
He is not.
Yeah, he was sitting back there behind him.
What kind of fucked up shit's going on?
And you saying he was on the picnic blanket?
Yeah, he was on her dress.
He's serving up the food and his daughter.
And butt naked sitting on her dress. Shit stains in.
Oh, shit. Well, I guess that was the original Roadhouse. Are we rating this shit, or are we just going to say how much we love it?
Ain't no sense of rating it. We're all highs, right?
Of course.
I mean, it's your stereotypical 80s, you know, action
movie.
Heartthrob, sexy bitches, titties. And a blind guy playing guitar. The
wrong fucking way.
What else do you
That's
want?
Funny, though, is it's kind of a little long for an 80s movie. Most 80s movies are only like an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah. This is an hour and 54 minutes.
Yeah. With commercials, a little longer.
Well,
Well, since I didn't upgrade my HBO Max, it was a 3-hour long.
And he's still singing with his chipped up teeth and all.
This is an obvious, hey, look, us white people have blind singers too.
We sing the blues.
That's right.
Why does he have a watch?
Fuck.
I think I just blew Dan's mind.
And it's called a watch.
I know. I hope it has Braille on it. So what is it, if it's called a watch for us, is it called a rub for him?
Let me check my rub.
It's called a feel.
It's called a...
What time is it? Let me check my feel.
It's my feelski.
That's a good... What?
Yeah. Why is he wearing a fucking
watch?
You
might as well put glasses on him.
The sunglasses.
No, just regular glasses. Give him a good pair of readers.
How many times
oh, geez.
Have they shown him playing a guitar and nobody's noticed till the very end credits that he's wearing a fucking watch?
I just noticed.
That's what I'm saying.
But honestly, I'm not really looking at somebody's wrists either, and I don't think they would probably show his wrists a lot.
He's more of a finger guy.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm looking for the slender ones.
Yeah.
Well, you know you can jerk off.
That's how he learned how to play the guitar.
Good at rubbing that clit right there. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, so are we sure what we're doing next, or we just know we're coming back and doing this shit again?
Are we doing
apparently there's a sequel to
two?
This thing.
I'm down to see a sequel. I've never heard of a sequel until tonight. I can't wait.
It's actually, I think it's on there. I think Patrick's in that one too, I think.
Is he? Does
no
he have
way.
Like a cameo?
He's got to have like a cameo.
Was it like
so I thought I'd seen him on his
the
IMDb.
First 10 seconds of it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he has it's like Silent Night, Deadly Night 2. It's a lot of flashbacks and cutscenes from this movie they put into that one.
Yeah, Roadhouse 2, Last Call.
Oh, oh you know it's going to be good.
Oh, no.
It's got a subtitle.
Yeah, that's going to be outstanding. That's a good movie, though. Walking Tall.
Buford Puss. There it is, Men at Work.
Men at Work, yeah.
I love that movie.
I bet you I watched that movie 100 times when I was a kid.
It's a great fucking movie.
I know I did.
All right, so I guess we'll come back with Roadhouse 2.
Roadhouse 2?
I cannot wait for that.
The Last Call?
This ought to be fucking terrible. Ghost?
This came out in 2006. Holy hell, I can't wait.
What?
Roadhouse 2.
So we're not watching, nobody's going to watch it before, right?
No.
Fucking no. I'm just going to watch it first time here.
Yep, hour and a half, came out in 2006.
Because I don't think I've ever seen it. So
I have not. I've never heard of it until tonight. And
look, they're just rolling out all the Swayze hits.
Yeah, and there's Red Dawn.
Oh, Jake Busey is in it. That could be good.
Old Toothers.
Yep, Full Toothers. What else is in it? Nobody good. Okay. Any idea when we're coming back?
Roadhouse 2. When are we coming back?
Yeah.
I don't know, a couple, two, 3 years?
Depends on what universe you're in.
Yeah, the multiverse will bring us back in a couple minutes.
We will say 2 weeks?
I'm down, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
2 weeks.
Are you going to have time to edit and shit?
3 weeks?
Yeah, let's make it 4. I wasn't anticipating all these commercials.
Yeah, a couple edits in there.
I tried to boot my computer up earlier. It took like 10 minutes. I don't think I've been on that sumbitch in how long.
All right, fellas. Signing off.
I guess that's it.
I think we did.
1989's Roadhouse, classic.
Love it. Can't wait till this part two.
All right. We'll see y'all later.
Bye-bye.
The real sad part of that is there was a single mom that had an apartment up above the door.
And she was on the shitter. Wasn't able to flush.
Fuck, he shot her mid-turd.
Felt so good going out until that shot come through my butt cheek.
I've been waiting all day for the...
Right through the meat.